This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Chicago, northeast storms trigger some 7,000 delays and over 2,000 cancellations, according to FlightAware. CBS's Errol Barnett reports.
United CEO Scott Kirby blamed the FAA for reducing takeoff and landing slots here at Newark over the weekend and says the FAA has staffing issues in its control towers. The FAA hasn't responded to that, but says its folks know how to navigate through bad weather around the country. So it's a multitude of things making these cancellations happen.
CBS's Omar Villafranca on the relentless heat wave in Texas.
Y'all need some cold stuff?
In San Antonio, Pete Barrera is making sure some of the city's homeless population has access to cooling rags and water as the heat index hits 106 degrees.
That could be life-saving. Some of them are so dry that as soon as they grab that water, they're drinking the whole bottle in one chug.
Facebook parent company Meta is releasing new tools that it says will help parents oversee how their teenagers interact online. CBS tech contributor Ian Scher.
The new tools, which are tied to the Messenger app, will allow parents to be able to tell what their teens' privacy and safety settings are and changes to them, including who they add in a contact list, how much time they're spending in the app, and all sorts of other information.
The Supreme Court rules in favor of making it more difficult to convict a person of making a violent threat. It stems from the case of a man who was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison in Colorado for sending threatening Facebook messages. His lawyer had argued that he suffers from mental illness. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Prosecutors must prove that the speaker disregarded a substantial risk that the messages would be received as threatening. The defendant was convicted without showing any subjective intent to harm. The case will now be returned to the lower court to determine the defendant's awareness of his reckless conduct.
Four more people have been arrested in last year's smuggling deaths of 53 migrants, including 8 children. They were left in a truck in the Texas heat last summer. U.S. Attorney Jaime Esparza says the suspects knew the air conditioning unit was broken.
The indictment alleges, and the evidence will show, that as temperatures rose inside the trailer, the people trapped inside screamed and banged on the walls for help. Some passed out. Others clawed at the sides of the trailer, attempting to escape.
Ray Brewer of Porterville, California, has been sentenced to almost 7 years in federal prison for running a cow dung to green energy investment scheme. Feds say he bilked investors out of nearly $9 million by claiming to be building devices that would convert cow manure into saleable methane. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer comes.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
For specific shows and hosts.
Flatbread, unless there's goat cheese on it. Pine nuts.
Wow, someone went to private school.
They knocked down the original building, which was just a building, and then they built an actual castle, and it is gorgeous. Every time a friend of mine from out of town comes, I take him there because I'm that much of a podunk hick.
Magic people, voodoo people. Ooh, I like this one.
This is The Prodigy.
The Prodigy, okay. Yeah. Jane, what do you, how do you rate this one?
Oh, I'm having a ball.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Have you thought much about how you personally are going to deal with the onslaught of AI in the next election? 844-967-2789. You know, in the same way in 2008, all of a sudden there was social media and Facebook and things to deal with in the that election. The 2024 presidential race is going to be the AI election. And there's very little evidence so far that there's going to be any regulation ahead of time, whether that's through laws and the government or self-regulation from any of the tech companies. And so it feels like it's just going to be on our shoulders to start to like figure out what is true, what is not true. And I'm just curious if you've thought about this. And how you even deal with it today with misinformation when you are trying to get the news. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin on this very smoky Tuesday. Holy moly, Greg Bach. Can you breathe when you're outside right now, or is it a little hard?
Well, we're coming from outside here. I'm just kidding. No, yeah, this is weird.
It is weird, right?
It's because it's not like it's misty. It's you feel like you're walking through something.
Yeah, like walking out into the yard today to walk the dog. I was like, well, it smells like a campfire, and it is hazy. So make sure you are checking the air advisories in your location, and maybe spend less time outside if you don't have to be outside, because I don't think this is good for anyone, let alone if you have any health conditions or asthma or the like. But Greg, what do you think? How do you think you're going to deal with all the AI disinformation that's coming down the pipe?
I just have this idea that if you're honest enough to tell me it's made with AI, I'm gonna be like, well, I don't believe it to begin with. Like, I don't know. I won't trust it. It's not the robots are taking over, or as you know, Mr. Rogers says, the robots. It's such a technology in its mass infancy. it's to the masses in its infancy, that before it could ever become trusted or something that's not almost laughable in its design, you're going to be like, I it's going to be a few years before I'm like, all right, I'll trust you. I want to hear it from a
But isn't person. The point that you won't be able to recognize it as AI?
Well, yes, but nowadays no one will shut up about how much it's AI. They're like, oh, we made this commercial with AI. I'm like, yeah, that was a political commercial. That's scary. You know what I mean? Like, no one's, at this point, I haven't come across anyone digging up a thing of like, oh, this ad or this commercial or this news story is totally AI generated and nothing's, like, there was no submersible.
Fair enough. So I'm bringing this up because there was the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado happened, and this was a big topic there. And it basically is talking about how artificial intelligence and generative bots like ChatGPT are basically, as of right now, poised to upend modern American politics. And it's kind of the new, the 2.0 version of what happened when social media reset the playbook in 2008. And of course, for the, you know, the doomers out there, this is a huge red flag as far as what does this mean for democracy. And it's like the idea that the campaigns that could happen, like could come out, are going to be full of false information for anyone that can even generate it. Is, and like every side, every grassroots, every politician is going to have access to be able to use generative AI to do harm to their opponents, because there is now going to be, stick with me, new open source technology. One's been released by Meta, and it's known as, this feels like the conversation where we were talking, this is a couple weeks ago, we were talking about weird names.
Yeah.
It's LLAMA, but it's capital L, capital L, lowercase a, capital M, A. So, llama?
I want a llama.
But if it's, I always, from my Spanish, the little Spanish I took in high school, a double L, I think, is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yana.
So is it llama? Yeah. I don't know, but there is
a
new...
Me and my llama.
There's a new... But it makes it possible for anyone in their basement to create far-reaching and fake influence campaigns.
That doesn't sound good.
I know. And so these different people at this this Ideas Fest in Aspen, Ron Klain, who is a former chief of staff to President Biden, said that campaigns are going to need to shift their approach to counter AI. He pointed to how Ron DeSantis and the RNC have already used fake images to attack Biden so far. And so, like, what they think they know they need to do is just, like, get Biden out there and, like, connecting with people directly. But I'm trying to think for you personally, you at home listening, like, how do you navigate this? Like, what do you even do today? And we've kind of talked about this before, sort of like, what news do you trust? But it's, this takes it to an even greater level of how do you manage to try to navigate the news cycle and understand what's real and what's not and what's true and what's not? Do you just have, like, your sources that you trust? Or, like, what are the checkpoints that you've already put in place to, like, be able to verify? Because, like, I don't even know for myself. Like, I have the things that I check, and I, you know, this is kind of the balance I feel like sometimes with, like, the criticisms of mainstream media is that they're owned by bigger companies and they have an agenda and blah, 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 and private equity and yada, yada, yada. But also, like, they also have to go through, like, rigorous fact-checking. Like, the New York Times, as we, I know when Dan Schaefer, who is going to be joining the show at 10:30 today from the recombobulation area, when he had his piece published in the New York Times last fall, he was talking about, like, the editing process was intense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With the New York Times. So, like, some of these publications that, like, their reputation, this is, they live and die by their reputation. You can trust that there is also, like, a fact-checking process versus just things that get released by anybody who has access to a social media platform. And so I'm really interested in hearing from you on, if you feel prepared for this next election cycle and what kind of information, misinformation, and disinformation is going to be thrown at you. 844-967-2789. We got Tony Zimmerman saying a lot of things on our Facebook live stream, which you are always welcome to watch. Watch us, in addition to listen to us, on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, which you can find at As Goes Wisconsin. Tony Zimmerman saying, very surprised Trump didn't claim the new audio about top secret documents wasn't fake and generated by some AI.
Well, now he's going to. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, way to give him some tips. But that's actually a good point, because now it becomes the both sides of you can create something out of nothing, but also real something that actually happened. You could like, well, that's actually fake. Like, who's going to be the arbiter of like what is real and what is not?
I mean, that's the thing. No, I mean, no one can be, because Dolly Parton. Let's go back to her, because honestly, like, it's the thing is, if I say it, someone's going to say, well, you're a liberal snowflake. Of course, you're going to say that's fake. Or if it's someone on the right, we're not going to trust them. So who is trusted enough to do that?
I know.
Walter Cronkite's dead. We can't trust him. He's dead. And most people don't know who I'm talking about right there.
No, I bet most of the listeners who are listening to the show live right now definitely know who Walter Cronkite is.
I'm talking to our Zoomers right now who are listening.
I don't know how many Zoomers listen to this show. I got to be totally honest. I like whenever I look at my what I can tell on social media from demographics who follow As Goes Wisconsin, it's like mostly millennial Gen X.
Yeah.
Some boomer. I've yet to reach the Gen Z, unless they're super into politics, I've realized.
Yeah, totally.
But we would love to hear from you. I got a couple more things from Joe and Tony that I want to read, but would love to hear from you of how are you planning to deal with the upcoming onslaught of AI? And does some of it just want to make you just tap out entirely? I'd be like, I'm going to trust my gut instinct. I'm just going to keep getting news where I get news from and not worry about the noise. But it's coming, whether we like it or not. And big tech is only dialing back its misinformation policy. Like this is YouTube, Twitter, like across the board, things that were put in place around COVID and election denial and stuff. A lot of those policies are getting rolled back. And so what are you going to do? Because you can't just wait for Congress to do something. We can't just wait for big tech to necessarily regulate itself. But I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And we'll end on this before we go to a break. Joe McClear says on the Facebook live stream, I just asked ChatGPT, how should I deal with AI in the 2024 election? It said, don't worry, we'll take good care of you, future human battery.
Ooh, the Matrix.
All right, we got to take a break, but we would love to hear from you on this topic. 844-967-2789. How are you going to deal with AI during this next election? 844-96-PARTY. We will be right back.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenaire.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Poor air quality through the overnight and Wednesday thanks to wildfire smoke drifting through. We may also have a couple of showers overnight as well, mostly cloudy at 63. For your Wednesday, we'll see some shower and thunderstorm chances. We'll see highs around 82, a southeast wind. Right now, it's 73.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Met Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. You're first. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Yeah, Voss and Fitzy and Ron would have been licking their chops for that one, I'm sure, for the independent legislator theory. But I think, like you're saying, with these six tarantulas, it's time to just expand the court, make it 13, makes the most sense, and bring back the John Lewis Act.
Right. Well, the John Lewis Act, one of the things that kills me is if Sinema and Manchin had gone along, we would have the John Lewis Act. John Lewis Act is the Voting Rights Act. John Lewis had the hell beaten out of him on that bridge down south, and he stood up for voting rights his entire life, and those two characters stuck a knife in it, and that was wrong. That was very wrong. But the other thing is, remember, there is a Voting Rights Act that was passed in the 60s, and the tarantulas simply said, well, we don't need it anymore. What do you mean you don't? Who the hell are they to say they don't need it anymore? I think we need it anymore. Congress should decide whether they need it anymore, not the tarantulas. And so Steve's idea, you can pack the court. That's what Franklin Roosevelt threatened in 1935. They passed the Social Security law. Social Security. You like Social Security? A lot of you take it, do you? Well, you almost didn't have it because the Republican Party. They had tarantulas in the Supreme Court in the 30s, and they go, it's unconstitutional. Roosevelt goes, oh, really? Well, we're going to have 13 or 15 justices. And that you can do because in the 19th century, we didn't have nine justices. Sometimes we had six or seven. We went to nine. Finally, there's nothing constitutional about it. They chickened out. One guy flipped. 5-4, they said it was constitutional. I don't mind threatening it. Remember, to do that, you're going to need probably a congressional approval. Right now, you have McCarthy, who sticks a knife in America every time he gets a chance. And then you have Moscow Mitch. He insists on the filibuster, and Manchin and Sinema could vote to overturn it, but they won't. So there are a lot of complications in getting that, Steve, but it's an excellent idea. Next up, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us for my day, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. A little hazy today in the Madison area. I guess it's smoke coming down from Canada. That being said, I'm happy about the Supreme Court ruling today, but the fact remains, I have six people on the congressional district in the state, tried to sell me down the river, tried to sell my vote out. Russian Ron Johnson, who I don't know how the heck he got reelected, he was carrying around fake electors. He wanted to sell me down the river. Three of the current members of the Supreme Court tried to sell me down the river. For what? For Trump, who tried to sell the whole country down the river here with his classified documents. He's got them laying all around. So this isn't the end of this. You know, this is and I hope Jack Smith investigates all these people, because I don't think it's too funny when I vote for somebody and they try to take my vote away, and I'm going to say, sell me down the river. I'm on my high horse today, because the Supreme Court is also responsible for Citizens United, which also sold an individual like me down the river. So
right.
Thanks for hearing me out today. I get a little wound up on this stuff because I love the state of Wisconsin. I love the country, and it just drives me nuts. Thanks, Matt.
No, excellent comments. It's not American. What these people are doing is destroying our American democracy, and they're doing it for nothing. What, to appeal to Trump, to keep their offices? They think keep their offices. They're traitors. They're sticking a knife in America. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling What's Your Mind today, Mark.
Yeah, I'm glad that the Supreme Court made the decision they made today. But each and every one of these Republicans and people, they should be confronted with the question, do you support the Constitution of the United States, including the 14th Amendment, Section 2 of this, unless you can embrace that wholeheartedly, full-throatedly, and are prepared to accept the results of the election based on the votes of the people? You are an oath breaker and have broken fealty to the people of the United States and whatever state you live in. And they should be confronted that every place they go, unless they can say without reservation that, yes, I support the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution as amended has now said that I accept that the Constitution is the law of the land. And if they're unwilling to do this and say that, then you just say oath breaker, oath breaker, oath breaker. I mean, because they're betraying their fealty to the United States and to the state that they live in. Unless they can say that without reservation, without any qualifications, that they are in breach of their oath and should be confronted as such. I mean, that.
Right. But, you know, Mark, the thing is, you'd ask them that and they'd lie. And so but I want to read the second paragraph of the 14th Amendment, because Mark's brought this up before and it's very true. And it basically says and what it's really saying is, when the right to vote is denied to black people, even when they're required to let them vote, the percentage of people that can't vote, that state's congressional representatives will be reduced by that number. So if you don't let half the population vote, say in Mississippi, you lose half your congressman. But here's what it says. When the right to vote at any election for electors for president, vice president, representatives in Congress, or the executive and judicial officers of a state, or the members of the legislature is denied to any of the male inhabitants, which got amended in 1920 for women as well, being 21 years of age or older, the basis of representation shall be reduced in proportion to the number of each citizens that are not permitted to vote. They say the electors for president. They say the electors for vice president. It's the people voting. What's happening is you have people in the Republican Party who think a sneaky thing. This guy Eastman was behind this, and he wasn't alone. It's going, well, let's look back to when George Washington was elected in 1788. The state legislatures picked the electors. Well, yeah, they did. That was 1788. The 14th Amendment was 1868, 80 years later. Read the whole Constitution. The Republicans don't want to read the 14th Amendment. The Supreme Court has to come out full frontal and say this. The people vote in the presidential election, and they vote for the electors, and everybody else is a fake elector. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Me and you. Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it, too.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Severe weather has caused thousands of flights to be delayed or outright canceled. Jenna Tidwell from AAA Mid-Atlantic.
Weather is typically not covered in terms of flight refunds, waived fees, those kinds of things.
In Texas, the weather story is a persistent heat wave. The power grid is holding up so far.
Definitely don't want to have the rolling blackouts and things that have happened in the past when it gets really hot. So I think if we all just do our part, then we can at least stay comfortable through this hot Texas heat.
Four more people have been arrested a year after 53 migrants died in a scorching hot tractor trailer in Texas. U.S. Attorney Jamie Esparza.
Some of these defendants did this even while knowing that the air conditioning unit in that tractor trailer was not working and therefore would not provide cool air to the people inside.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattinair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-278. Now we'll go right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jean, what's in your mind today?
Well, thank you, Matt, for this great show. And thank you, Matt, for all you've done for our state, for sharing your knowledge and insights and concerns. And I also want to thank Civic Media and its owner and every person that works for it and all your terrific callers, because without you, we would really be up the creek without a paddle. And, you know, I'm still concerned about the wizard behind the curtain, because the wizard must have said, okay, folks, back off. We can't go in on elephants' legs anymore. We got to go back to the little cat's feet, because the people are aware of what we're doing. And the thing that really got me going, I was excited to hear it this morning when I woke up late because I was watching and researching last night till late night, and I was excited to hear of the decision. But then the first thing that came to my mind is, why wasn't this 100%? why was this not 100%? So that's what I leave you with, and thank you. Keep up the great work. We're so blessed to have you. Thank you, Matt. Bye.
Thank you, Jean. I really appreciate your call and the encouragement. Well, let me build on one thing before we go to the next topic. It was 6-3. All they need is two more votes to switch the other way. But more importantly, think about this. The Republican Party in North Carolina, which engaged in racial gerrymander, liked this opinion, a lot of them. Why is that? Think about it. The opinion says that the state Supreme Court can weigh in on what the legislature does. A legislature, independent of everything, doesn't have the power to do it. But remember what I said earlier. The Supreme Court that overturned the racial gerrymander, the Democratic Supreme Court, was voted out. It's a Republican Supreme Court now in North Carolina, and they reinstated the bad gerrymander and said it was fine. So the question now going up will be, which Supreme Court should you give credence to? And my fear and my belief is that the tarantulas will say, well, yeah, the Supreme Court can weigh in, but it's the most recent decision, and therefore this gerrymander stays. In other words, it's a slipknot. And Gene, I think, put it exactly right. The wizard behind the screen heard people start to scream and basically say, if you strip us of our right to vote for president, we're not going to put up with it, with a couple of crooked judges who are taking money and do it this way, the elephant's feet as opposed to little cat's feet. This is a cat step. However, the proof of the pudding, the issue to keep in mind, always keep in mind, first of all, you have to defend democracy and liberty every day, every second. You have to be aware of history in the making. Number two, the decision that's going to be made, I want to put this so that this gets through to everybody. The decision that's going to be made, and the vital one, will be when a state legislature in one of the six contested states and the Supreme Court are both of the same party, both Republicans, and they don't give a rat's patoot about the Constitution or America or our democracy. When that happens, they are going to go with their own fake electors and not call them fake. They'll say, these are the electors. The state legislature says so, the gerrymandered legislature. And the state Supreme Court, and this almost happened, by the way, in the last presidential election. Remember, the state Supreme Court, 3 of the 7 voted not to certify Joe Biden. And all Voss had to do, if he had gotten the 4th one, Brian Hagedorn, would say, well, the state Supreme Court said here it is, and here's, these aren't fake electors. He'll cross out the word fake. These are the electors. And what everybody did in Milwaukee and Madison, Rhinelander, how about where I have relatives? How about Ladysmith, Jump River, Hayward, Wisconsin Rapids, Random Lake, and Monroe? We don't care what you did. We don't care what you did. And if a couple of those 6 states do that, the tarantulas can pick and the gerrymandered legislatures can A, gerrymander themselves every 10 years, and B, pick the president of the United States until enough of the Supreme Court justices die. However, if they've installed Trump-like Republicans the whole time, you're going to end up with essentially a Putin-type regime. This is happening in America. Now, it is possible that Roberts, Amy Coney Barrett, and Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh are young, have seen the light on this and won't agree to that. Won't agree to people overturning presidential elections. But the Constitution says the state legislators pick the majority of the electors. But the 14th Amendment talks about people voting for those electors. The 14th Amendment was passed in 1868. The rest of it was the fruit of George Washington and that our great founding fathers back in 1788 when he first took office, going, well, the state legislature can do it. For one thing, they wouldn't let Indians vote. They wouldn't let black people vote. They wouldn't let women vote. And a lot of places wouldn't let you vote if you rented. You had to be a landowner. It was the English system. In England, you had these rotten boroughs. Let me tell you something. Remember Downton Abbey? You like Downton Abbey? You'd have estates like Downton Abbey that have their own member of parliament. And the head of household there, because women couldn't vote, the father would say, okay, my son's in parliament. And then Birmingham or Manchester, which had a ton of people and working people, they got one member of parliament too. And one reason why England has declined is because they were very slow to get away from that. And they still have a House of Lords that's not elected. If you were the Thane of Cawdor, and I'm kidding, reference to Macbeth, but you're the Earl of Norfolk, Duke of Norfolk, and you can sit there, you can be dumber than hell. Many of them are just dumber than hell. Bishops are appointed to the House of Lords without being elected, and they get to weigh in on legislation. And that's why England, Britain's economy has slipped behind India, whom they colonized. Britain was the fifth largest economy in the world. Now it's India, and they slipped, and they're going to keep slipping unless they get rid of the House of Lords and, quite frankly, make their king a lot more just ceremonial than he is right now. That spilled over a little bit into the thinking after the Revolutionary War, even though we beat Britain in the Revolutionary War. And we unpacked that through the 19th century. We finally had to have a constitutional amendment 100 years ago to directly elect senators, but we never did it for president. We thought the 14th Amendment took care of that in 1868. We could not visualize six tarantulas. And they're not alone. There are tarantulas in the Congress, in the Republican caucus. There are tarantulas in the Senate Republican caucus. We have a senator that walked around with fake electors in his pocket from Michigan to hide it, so it didn't look like he was screwing his own state. Somebody else in another state would screw Wisconsin. This is happening right now as I'm talking. This is happening. This history is happening. All right, let me talk about fascism creeping in on little cat's feet. You think that can't happen in Wisconsin? Well, take a look at Megan Wolf. Megan Wolf. You know who Megan Wolf is? She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. She's excellent. She's tough. She's honest. Did a hell of a job. Her term ends July 1st. You know when July 1st is? In a couple of days. That's when July 1st is. The legal procedure is that the Wisconsin Election Commission votes on her successor. The three Democrats will vote for her. She's done a superb job. Even the Republican legislature, many of them said she's done a superb job. The fear is that the three Republican members of the Wisconsin Election Commission, because it's 3-3, will vote against her. Now, the theory right now that I support, you remember Fred Prenn? Dentist Fred up in Wausau. Dentist Fred wanted to make sure we had cancer in our water, didn't you, Dentist Fred? So you did everything you could to stop the DNR for studying and imposing restrictions on forever chemicals going in our water, Dentist Fred. Dentist Fred then finally stepped down, but he stayed on for 18 months after his term was up when Evers was in. And the Republican Supreme Court at that point, Janet Protasiewicz wasn't on it. That's fine. Dentist Fred can stay on until there's a successor. Well, LeMahieu in the Senate never got around to scheduling a vote on Evers' appointments. Mayhew said, we're kind of busy. Oh, we're on vacation. This isn't right. That is a corrupt thing to do. But that was done in Wisconsin. So Dentist Fred stayed on. And we have places in Wisconsin now. We have it in our drinking water all over the place. But there are places you can only eat like one fish a month or something out of a stream. Some of it in Dane County, by the way. You think you're such environmentalists? We think we're such environmentalists in Milwaukee. It's happened in Milwaukee County, too. It's gone into Green Bay and Lake Michigan. That's what's happened. Well, the Dentist Fred thing, what if we applied it the other way? If it's a 3-3 tie, then, you know, there's a vacancy, but until it's filled, the Wisconsin Election Commission can't agree, she stays on. That is the theory. That's the theory I support. However, The law also is that if there is a vacancy, the Republican legislature gets to appoint someone for up to a year. And they may say, well, Dentist Fred was only good because he was a Republican. But Megan Wolf is not Dentist Fred, so therefore we're going to screw her and throw her over. And we and remember, who did Voss appoint to investigate the election? Gableman, for God's sake. Would he have the guts to put in Gableman to run the Wisconsin Election Commission? He'd want to, but even he might think that's a little bad PR. They will put in an election denier. Why is that important? Because if an election denier gets in there, their only objective is they never try to shut elections down. They're sneaky about it. They want to cut the voting turnout in Democratic counties by about 4%. That's what they've done in Texas. That's what they've done in Florida. That's what they've done in Georgia. And they realize that by cutting it by 4%, Republicans wins. That's all they have to do. So in Texas, they've criminalized some voting things. In Florida, they've made it very difficult and threatened people and criminalized it. Here, if the Wisconsin Election Commission voted 6-0 that during COVID, you know, nursing homes wouldn't let anybody in with ballots, so they mailed the nursing home the ballots. People filled it out and sent it in. Voss says that's fraud. Voss is not telling the truth. It wasn't fraud. It was 6-0, including the three Republicans. One of them, Spindell, who's bad news, changed at the end, and he said, I wish I hadn't voted for that. But they're hanging this on Megan Schultz, the other Megan Wolf. The other one was they would have, you'd have lock boxes. You could go and drop your ballot in. Utah has them. Utah is much more Republican than our state. But these have these lock boxes where you just put your ballot in and you secure them. And she put out regulations on how to keep them secure, you know, bolt them here and have cameras and all that. The Republican Supreme Court said you can't have these lock boxes. So now they're saying, well, Megan Wolf then is bad news, bad person. They were legal until the Republican Supreme Court said they weren't. Republican Supreme Court said that what? Utah doesn't know what it's doing? Utah, for God's sake. And so let's get rid of Megan Wolf. They want to put in a Gableman, but not a guy that looks like Bigfoot, okay? They don't want a guy that's going to lumber around embarrassing them because he's so crude about it. They're going to put in a slyer little Bigfoot. And they are going to make sure that the vote gets cut by 4%. Keep her in under the Dentist Fred exception. But if we can't, Janet Protasiewicz gets there on August 1st. And let's have the Wisconsin Supreme Court weigh in on this then. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Poor air quality through the overnight and Wednesday thanks to wildfire smoke drifting through. We may also have a couple of showers overnight as well, mostly cloudy at 63. For your Wednesday, we'll see some shower and thunderstorm chances. We'll see highs around 82, a southeast wind. Right now, it's 73.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We have a little good news. Good news in the last segment. Some very good news, actually. Joe Biden has just pushed through a $40 billion high-speed internet bill initiative. His objective is to make sure that everyone has affordable, reliable, high-speed internet. It's being compared, and I compare it, to FDR's Rural Electrification Act. Now, remember, when FDR took over as president in 1932, most people were not on the grid. Not just in rural areas, but in some urban and town areas. And not only if you have no electricity in terms of electric lights, but there are technological things, milking machines, agriculture. Everything is done by hand in a lot of areas. And he's the one that got virtually everyone on the grid. The Republicans opposed it, said it was socialism. You know what the Republicans have got to understand? That infrastructure is not socialism. You want socialism, go to China. Infrastructure, if you leave it to individuals to build roads, you're not going to have roads. Detroit experimented with this. This was, I don't know, 20 years ago. They didn't have a lot of money, so they said, we're not going to plow the snow in the streets. You got to get your block together and pay to have it. Have a commercial service do it. Well, first of all, in fact, virtually every block, you couldn't get everybody to agree or to pay for it. Secondly, what happens if you had blocks that did and blocks that didn't, and the intervening streets weren't plowed? They plowed the main arteries. But then come to find out, the mayor's block got swept, and the alderman. And basically everybody with any juice in City Hall got the snow plowed on the street. You have to have infrastructure. You can't require every block to have everybody agree and pay an equal share to basically do snow removal. Same with a lot of other things. Rural electrification. It required the federal government to push that through, and it modernized our country, made everybody wealthy. Well, right now, 8.5 million households and businesses are in this country right now, as I'm speaking, are in areas without the infrastructure to support high-speed internet. Small businesses there, individuals, can't get high-speed internet. There are millions more that have unreliable or spotty internet. Spotty or unreliable. Under his plan, there will be a minimum of $170 million going to every state. States that are more severely impacted by this with larger rural areas will get more. You know what the top 10 states are that are going to get the money? Alabama, California, Georgia, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, North Carolina, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. That's a mixture of red states and blue states. Why Michigan? Because in the UP. Why Alabama? Well, and Mississippi and Missouri, because you have large rural areas that are not going to get internet, or they have very unreliable or spotty internet. I was surprised to see California, but California has large rural areas. I was not surprised to see Georgia and Louisiana and Alabama or North Carolina. Texas, I was a little surprised, but that's a big state. A lot of rural areas. In Virginia, Washington must have a lot of rural areas. There's no discriminating among states. This is dependent on how much you need, and you're going to get it. This is a function, and I'm going to talk to you right now about the increase in Joe Biden's favorability. This looks very good for 2024. Since Joe Biden took over as president, January 20th, 2021, the country has added 13 million jobs, and 800,000 of them are in manufacturing since Joe took over. Now, I'm going to give you the polls on his approval. They just came out. They surprised even me, because everybody badmouths Biden all the time in the Republican Party. Kevin McCarthy does. They all do. They all do. There's a lot of Putin-loving traitors in the Republican leadership that do. But here are the approval polls that just came out. Biden's approval rating has gone up to 43%. 43%. Back in May, it was 33%. This is something like 2 months, gone up 10 points. This is almost totally a function of his increase in approval among independents. The independents now have he has a 41% approval rating. His approvals in the Democratic Party were always sky high, and they still are. His approvals in the Republican Party were always low, because Trump attacks him, DeSantis attacks him, Kevin McCarthy attacks him, everybody attacks him. People who support Putin, who would butcher Ukraine, people who defend Trump, no matter how many times he's indicted, it's the independents, and that's where you win elections. To give you a little idea, you know what Congress's approval rating is? Congress's 20%. 80% of the people in this country know how bad they are, by and large. They're really thinking of the Republican leadership. We have some very good Republicans, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, and they got thrown out by their own party, basically. We have obviously very many good Democrats. We're not getting their due. What is the reason that Biden went up so dramatically in the last couple of months? Because I'll give you a couple of reasons. Because first of all, the debt limit bill, that was masterful and seen as masterful. Everybody knew that there are a number of Republican legislators, congressmen, who want to stick a knife in the United States and have us default. And Biden, who has a minority in the House and about a one-seat majority in the Senate, pulled it off. Also, unemployment is down under 4%. It has been for a long time. The stock market is strong, and the inflation picture is improving, the best of all the developed countries, of any country in the world. Good news. I'm ending on good news. Coming to the end of the show, it's a great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, Direct, will be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
The devil.
Devil's Advocates radio show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.